listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to read you 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, and talk to you about people who love too much. Here we go. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You know, that might sound like the title of an upcoming television program or like the lead article in a women's magazine, people who love too much. But the Bible speaks to us about people who do, in fact, love too much and the tragic end that they will come to. You see, these people love God, but they also love the ways, the thinking, and the attitude of this world. They love too much. The world, in the sense that John meant it here, is not the global earth, nor is it the mass of humanity which God himself loves, as God tells us in John 3:16 and other passages. No, instead the world is the community of sinful humanity that is united in rebellion against God. Not just humanity itself, but the collective mindset and attitude that unites man against God. Now, without a doubt, there are some attractive things about this world. The world's progress and technology and government and the organization that we see in this world, it can make man better off, but not better. You see, because we like being better off, it's always easy to fall in love with the world, but we are warned that we must not love the world. There is an anti-God or ignoring God way of doing things that characterizes human society, and it's easy to love the world in this sense. If you do love the world, there are rewards to be gained. You may find a place of prestige, of status, of honor, and of comfort. The world system knows how to reward the people who love it. At the same time, the rewards that come from this world, even at their best, last only as long as we live in this world. The problem is that though we gain prestige and status and honor and even comforts in this world, we lose the prestige and status and honor and comfort of heaven. What this world wants from us is our love, as expressed in time, attention, and even expense. We are encouraged and persuaded to give our time, to give our attention, and to give our money to the things of this world instead of to the things of God. But love for the world is incompatible with a love of the Father. Read it. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So, if we claim to love God and yet love the world, there's something wrong with our claim to love God. Through the centuries, Christians have dealt with the magnetic pull of the world in different ways. At one time, it was thought that if you were a really committed Christian and really wanted to love God instead of the world, you would leave human society and live as a monk or a nun out in a desolate monastery. But this has never really worked. First, we bring the world with us into the monastery. The other problem is that Jesus intended us to be in the world, but not of the world. Our challenge is to actually be in it without giving it our love. Hey, are you one of those people who loves too much? You love the world in a way that you shouldn't? Ask God to help you love the world less. And especially today, ask God to help you love Him more.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.